Greetings, this is Samuel Bonder, and welcome to my recitation and commentary course on what was my second published book, the first that was intended for really much of a public audience, Waking Down, Beyond Hypermasculine Dharmas, A Breakthrough Way of Self-Realization in the Sanctuary of Mutuality. We published this book in January. January 14th was the date, 1998. I'm starting this course in early October of 2015, so that's nearly 18 years since the book's debut. And the way we've got this structured is I'm going to do straight-through recitations, just indicating some things that I'm leaving out here and there, but otherwise not commenting. And that'll be the first file that we post each week. We'll be, for 50 weeks, as of each Friday, we will have posted on the course webpage the audio for that session, and it'll consist of two different parts. First, a recitation, and then a commentary. And the reason I'm doing it that way is so that if you just want to listen to the book and have it stated for you that way, you can do so. And then the commentary is a completely distinct audio file, and you can listen to it. And I will be referring and rereading little pieces here and there in the commentaries. Okay, so, and that's going to go on for 50 sessions. I'm assuming it'll take us about a year. The plan is to do this every week. I've done this once before on a book called Yoga Spandakarika, where we had 52 sessions. We basically went straight through. I don't think I missed a single week. But if we do, we'll let you know. But we're not going to be messing around. It's a fun project for me and an easy project for our team to put together. And we hope it'll be an enjoyable, delightful, illuminating, enlightening, and activating for you in your own growth, awakening, and development, wherever all that is. So without further ado, since this is technically the recitation portion of session one, I'll recite. So in the book, I'm skipping the description of what used to be the logo of our work, which I had a little esoteric description of. The dedication is for the hungry, with a capital H, for those who are desirous of the kind of awakening and awakened life, the embodiment of infinite spirit and finite everyday existence and mutuality that this book is talking about. That's who the book is written to. I'm going to also skip the foreword in the original edition. I'm assuming we'll come up with a different one for the whatever next published edition we do. In any case, it would be a little awkward for me to be reading to you somebody else's praiseful appreciation of my work and me. But in the commentary, I will reference some of Susan Sevilla's things she said that were actually quite important to me in the development of my work. So I'll start then with the contents. Just going to read through the contents pages without the page numbers so you can hear the sequence of the themes in the chapters. There was the foreword by Susan Sevilla. The introduction is, "What if it's possible to make realization popular?" Prologue: Breaking the Encryption of Fundamental Human Confusion and Separateness. Chapter 1, Waking Down. 2, The Onlyness. 3, Being equals identity plus relatedness. 4. The core wound of confusion and separateness. 5. A subjective Mobius strip, the continuum of identity, genetic nature, soul nature, transcendent nature. 6. The first birth and its now ending evolutionary heyday. 7. Beyond hypermasculine dharmas or lifeways of superimposed and formulaic seeking. 8. The rot out of head mind soul awareness and into heart body consciousness. 9. Transmission and the adept's job. 10. Mutuality and the coconut yoga. 11. Due diligence and the essential practices of mutuality in this way. 12. Being initiation comes alive. You can't yet see the sun of being, but you start to feel its light and heat. 13. Reparenting yourself and your adept's remedial parenting of you. 14. Greenlighting yourself as you are. You don't have to perfect the body-mind. 15. Being initiation comes awake, realizing yourself as embodied feeling witness consciousness. 16. The second gestation, oscillations, governing sentimentalities, quantum vision, and the genius of awakening being. 17. The potential blazes of consciousness. 18. Your second birth awakening, the seamlessness of divinely human conscious embodiment. 19. The wake-down shakedown, the awakened hero's journey if you choose mutuality. 20. Your adept yoga, the origination of Dharma, the cessation of romantic illusions, and the white heat. 21. The lead safe and the door of flames, your own avataric ordeal. 22. The alchemical community, or the matrix of divinely human mutuality that is quickening everything. 23. The immortal nectar of conscious love trust toward our third birth into the next whatever. Epilogue. The fire of the onlyness of conscious life. Some final statements on my life and work and where I take my stand. And finally, what to do next if you are interested. Skipping the forward. Introduction. What if it's possible to make realization popular? I appreciate Susan Sevilla's foreword for many reasons, not least of which is it's so juicy. This way of waking down that I have in some ways stumbled into revealing is alive, it's cooking, it's like a hothouse plant. It is itself evolving and changing as I write and as you read. Nobody owns it. Everybody should have access to it. As its originator, its pioneer revealer, I have a custodial responsibility to make sure that I have made it as clearly available to you and every other body as possible. This book provides an introductory, definitive overview. Susan calls Waking Down a, quote, teaser, unquote, of a book, and she's right. In this goofy age of virtual everything and real nothing, I am a champion of the reality of the body and the reality of relatedness. I'm also a champion of your opportunity to realize who you are as infinite consciousness. Real eyes. To make real. In some sense, this path of waking down does just that. It makes both the living consciousness and the living body real. And real to one another. And real, paradoxically enough, as one another. Indeed, waking down makes the living consciousness and each and all the living bodies real, and real to one another, and real, even more paradoxically, as one another. And it exalts, yet does not make a fetish of, the living psyche, including every part of us that has been suppressed, devalued, marginalized, made wrong, condemned, vilified and betrayed, whether by ourselves or by others. Recently I read somewhere that one of the Eastern Dharmas or teachings is making meditation popular in America. But meditation is just a means to an end. It's supposed to lead to awakening, liberation, self-realization. My work is an attempt to make realization popular in America and everywhere. Not a hyper-masculine or dissociative transcendence of all our messy human pain and mortality, but a whole being integration of transcendent consciousness and finite matter, eternal spirit and mortal flesh, all our light and all our shadow. This realization is not an end point in evolution, but a whole new life, your second birth. My friends and I have observed that those who are hungry gravitate naturally and quite swiftly into this embodied freedom. Our awakening and awakened bodies make our gathering an alchemical sanctuary, both a womb and a cauldron of mutuality. We call the process waking down. This book is a summary overview and a white-hot transmission of that evolutionary event. Find out for yourself. You've no doubt noticed that I use a number of words and phrases in distinctive ways. This points to another reason for the present book. In the course of my explorations to articulate this white-hot way of mutuality for others, I have had to come up with a new vocabulary. There is no other languaging of the process of spiritual and conscious growth that comes even close to saying what I am trying to say. But you know how it is with innovating. If the innovators aren't careful, the new approach winds up working against itself. Even its own terminology becomes arcane and often forbidding to the uninitiated. It appears to me that I now have a complete, self-consistent, and seminal communication to make to you. Therefore, it is my obligation, I feel, to offer you a single, essential summary of that total communication. That is the particular task of this book. Each essay provides the best attempt I can make to summarize one or more key elements of my work. These crystallizations will hopefully help you get what this way is about, and how it differs from other paths with which you may be familiar. Taken together, these short essays provide a definitive overview of this whole approach to being and becoming. Though I have devoted my entire adult life to sacred work and have a lively, dramatic story of personal transformation to tell, the purpose of this book is to make a breakthrough way of self-realization available to you. Because others are already joining me in adept service to participants, my personal story is only of secondary value to anyone. The greater communication of our work does not now require it. For this reason, I have not chosen to make an extensive autobiographical presentation in this first publication of my teachings. For the same reason, I do not speak much in this book about the various teachers and gurus who have served me. Of these, two have been by far the most helpful. The first was the famous modern Hindu sage Ramana Maharshi, whom I never met physically, as he died before my birth. By identifying the place in the physical heart organ that is the seat or locus of divine self-consciousness, Ramana opened the way for bodily realization of being as no earlier adept ever had. His living transmission and recorded wisdom revealed the self, capital S, in my own heart and established me in my mature exploration of consciousness. But his traditional Indian teachings did not address all the parts of my being that I needed to integrate, and ultimately, I had to look elsewhere for help. The second and most important of my gurus was the American-born master named Adi Da, formerly Da Free John. I spent nearly 2 decades in Adi Da's community, wrote a full-length biography of him, and was during much of that time a principal editor for his publications and speaker for his mission. His initiatory revelations of absolute brightness, his blessings, and his instruction helped enormously to make my awakening and my work possible. I will always be grateful to him and in many ways I will always love and revere him. Yet at last I found his approach wanting. Indeed, it was the crisis of taking my leave from this great guru that empowered my rapid awakening and led to my own work as a teacher transmitter of our integrity and freedom. Thus, neither Adida nor any other adept or teaching is the source of my realization or of my work. The White Hot Way of Mutuality is made as much out of my dissatisfaction with his and other traditional teachers' views of the ultimate process of transformation and their styles of serving disciples as it is made of what I have positively brought forward from my study and work with them. I try to make honorable acknowledgments where I feel they are appropriate. But if this way stands in a lineage, it is only the continuously evolving lineage of freedom, love, and trust of being that transcends all doctrines and traditions. This book's epilogue, The Fire of the Onlyness of Conscious Life, is an anthem to such freedom. It's one of the first full essays I wrote as an adept in the spring of 1995. A brief essay at the end of the book provides what its title proclaims, some final statements on my life and work, and where I take my stand. The book closes with an informative section on what to do next, if you are interested. I hope Waking Down speaks to your heart and your whole being. If this book does strike a deep resonance in you, I stand ready, along with others, to be of service to you. May everyone everywhere fall into the incomparable wellness of divinely human embodiment. May everyone everywhere, in his or her own style, choose to live in an authentic sanctuary of mutuality. May each of us, one by one and all together, inherit the conscious magic of waking down, so that our species reveals the miracle of that which only human beings can be and do. May this be so for you. So that's the end of session one recitation.